revised transportation fees, rates, and charges for fiscal year 2018, 19, and fix an effective rate.
Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Ordinance is adopted. 562, please.
562. Amend code pertaining to private for hire transportation in the city.
This is a second reading. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
I'm very glad that we're making these improvements during this study. Thank you, Commissioner Salzman, for your leadership on this. Thank you to everybody in the community who cares so much about this. And I'm glad that we're going to get the reports back in 6 months, that we're establishing the board. I think that's, we already did that last week. And that we are finally going to get the wheelchair access vehicles going. Thank you very much, Nicole Chiron, for your work on that. And everybody at PBOT, thank you. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next, item 563.
563. Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Home Forward for an annual amount of $640,000 to assist City of Portland utility customers that encounter barriers in paying water and sewer services.
This is a second reading. Please call the roll.
Fish.
I just want to repeat a few things I said last week. This is a good day for cost burden renters. And I'm proud to be on a council that has chosen to invest wisely in expanding a nationally known utility assistance program, the benefits of that program to not just homeowners but renters. Colleagues, about 3 in 10 utilities in this country offer some kind of discount program. And about 3 or 4 cities have been working on an approach similar to ours of extending the benefits to people who don't have a meter, and that typically means renters. We know from the data that our city is struggling and that over half of our renters qualify as cost burden. What we have chosen to do is target and prioritize those families most at risk of eviction and therefore most at risk of the spiral downward that follows once you lose your home. This is a modest beginning. It is a program which I hope we can demonstrate its benefits over time and then scale it up. But I also want to acknowledge that a lot of time and thinking has gone into this to come up with a program that is legal, that is cost-effective, that does not require creating new bureaucracy, and that targets the benefits to people who need them the most. So I'm very proud of the team that brought us here, and I just want to once again acknowledge the work of the Bureau leadership team, Director Stewart and his senior team, Kathy Cook, who is, in my mind, along with Andrew Abbey and a number of people, sort of treasures of our city in terms of the unsung work that they do day in, day out. Liam Frost, that's the last time I will mention his name, but he is, after all, working undercover for us now in the chair's office. I want to thank the legal team for scrubbing this, our community partners, particularly Home Forward, but many other partners who came together and helped us get it right. I want to thank the Citizens Utility Board of Oregon and the Portland Utility Board, and frankly, all the members of our community who made it clear that we needed to expand our program and helped us find an innovative way of doing so. And finally, I want to thank the auditor. In the last few years, we've seen a number of audits that have been issued provide incredibly valuable insights into how to strengthen and improve programs. And this is yet one of many examples. So to the auditor, Hull Caballero, thank you for your work and your team's work. As I look back on my service on this council, this is one of my proudest days. Like many good things, it took some time, and we'll debug it over time. But I hope that we can demonstrate that this is good value for our ratepayers and that we can scale this program to serve as many people as we can in a fiscally prudent manner. And again, I'm very pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank Commissioner Fish for his leadership on this issue. It's been a long time coming, and it's glad that we've I'm really happy with the innovation and effort that we're putting forward here to make an erstwhile start on this. So thank you. Aye.
Hugh Daly.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, and all the staff who worked on this. I'm running out of steam up here. Sorry. I'm glad that you figured it out, because I certainly didn't have any brilliant ideas to offer you. My apologies. Aye.
Fritz.
This has been the very definition of a gnarly issue, and so thank you, Commissioner Fish, for figuring that out with your team. I very much appreciate this approach, and it provides funding for rent assistance, which is then going to get the money to the people who are most in need when paying their all-inclusive bill includes water and sewer bill charges. So thank you. Aye.
Mayor, by the way, if I could, I'm sorry the elementary kids weren't here for this conversation, because we've managed to bring gnarly and erstwhile into the conversation. We could ask the English teacher to actually tell us what erstwhile means, but I think
today
I know
it. Today is young commissioner. We might could do better.
Wheeler.
This is the definition of an issue that is both really hard to figure out, I'll accept gnarly as the right answer, and thankless in the undertaking.
Thanks.
And very important in terms of those who are actually going to be assisted by it. I remember our very first conversation around this, Commissioner Fish. I believe I asked the rookie question, what are other municipalities doing in this area? And the answer was there really wasn't any good template out there. Nobody's really been able to solve this program. And therefore, there probably is no perfect solution to this program, but I applaud Commissioner Fish and I applaud the staff for working really, really hard to move the ball forward in a very discernible way. I think this is a huge improvement, and it took a lot of work and a lot of thought and a lot of interaction and engagement to get it to here. And I think it's frankly, Nick, it's just excellent leadership. Well done. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next item is a second reading, 564.
564, authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible bidder and provide payment for construction of the structural rehabilitation of Taggart Outfall, project number 4, an estimated cost of $8 million.
Very good. This is a second reading. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hugh Daly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Colleagues, I've had a request that we take up item 545 at this point.